But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. In every one of these situations, they had good intentions, but they said, but first, let me do such and such. Folks, if God has called you to do something, get busy with what he has called you to do. God has called each of us to be witnesses for him. Let us get busy with what he has called us to do. He has called us to bear fruit in his name. Let us get busy with what he has called us to do. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We were talking about the four soils earlier. I mentioned the first three. Here's the fourth. He that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30, but there's fruit. And as we've been looking in John chapter 15, if you are abiding in Christ, you will bear fruit. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Which of these two young men did the will of his father? Went or went not? Well, it's right there in his name. Went. The first. You have good intentions. You mean well, and that's good. But good intentions aren't good enough. Somebody said that hell is full of good intentions. One day I will get saved. One day I will get right with God. Galatians 5:7, Paul is chiding the Galatians and he says, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And so I ask you, since the time that you decided to do the will of God, what, or better, who did hinder you from obeying the truth? Went and went not. May it never be said of you that when you say that you're going to do something and you say, I go, and you have every intention of doing so, and you don't. It seems like I meet people all the time who are full of good intentions. They've got these dreams. They've got these ideas of what I am one day. And there's the key. One day going to do for God. And they never get to it. This is especially noticeable in young people who have these dreams of the future. And what I am one day going to do for God. But first of all, I've got to finish high school. Well, then I've got to finish college. And well, then I've got to get married. And well, then I've got to get a job. And well, then I've got to get a job that doesn't make me work on Sundays. And well, and then I've got to get a job. Then I've got to be able to retire. And then... And all the intentions die when they do. Because we don't do today what God has called us to do today. What is that sin? That besetting sin? Or what is that weight that is in your life that is holding you back from doing what God has called you to do? Because if you are a believer, God has called you to do His work. He has called you to bear much fruit. What is it that is hindering you? You intend to stay right with God. You intend to be faithful in assembling yourself with other believers. You intend to be a better husband, a better wife, an obedient child. You intend. Remember these two sons. went and went not. Father, I pray that we would take this parable that was spoken to these unsaved religious leaders.